Since the emergence of COVID-19 until now, the scientific community has learned an immense amount about this virus. Here with me to talk about these advancements is Dr. Ajay Sethi. Dr. Sethi is an associate professor of population health sciences and the director of the Master of Public Health program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's an infectious disease epidemiologist and works on the COVID-19 response with colleagues at the university. Hi, Dr. Sethi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Well, let's start at the beginning. A year ago, when you first found out about COVID-19, what were you and your colleagues thinking?
Probably the first thing we felt was maybe a little worry and fear for what this could become. It was unclear what this virus exactly was. It was obviously transmitted through the respiratory pathway. And we knew it was a coronavirus, and it was a brand new coronavirus. So our minds instantly went back to the original SARS virus and also the other pandemic coronavirus, MERS-CoV. And, we also thought about influenza as a working model, since that's very commonly spread in the winter months. So we probably were very confused as to what to make out of this new virus and what was going to happen. But we just chipped away, one day at a time using new information that was emerging.
Yeah, well, we've learned so much about COVID-19 in a relatively short amount of time. What are some of the things that we now know that we really had no idea about at the beginning?
I'd say that we didn't quite appreciate how much asymptomatic spread sort of leads to fueling the epidemic in communities. Not a lot of viruses are spread when people don't have any symptoms, but this one clearly does for at least, a couple days before symptoms emerge, somebody is infectious. And when you don't have symptoms, you're not prompted to stay at home. You won't even know that you're infected. And that has been kind of a driver for the spread in communities. And that was a little surprising, but not so much. There are other viruses that do the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and in the past few months, variations of the coronavirus have started spreading in countries around the world. What should we know about these variations, and how can we protect ourselves from these variants?
Yeah, as long as we allow the virus to replicate in the communities, we live in, as long as spread continues, the virus is going to evolve. And, it's possible that a set of mutations can lead to a new variant that can be more infectious, as we've already observed with the UK variant that has been detected in Wisconsin. And future new variants will inevitably emerge if we allow it. Because a lot of viruses do evolve, and certainly this one does, not as fast as some viruses, but just enough that it causes the emergence of these new strains that can have very different characteristics. And that's a concern. It sort of highlights how important it is that we roll out the vaccine that is effective against the strains that are circulating, get everybody protected as quickly as possible. That will sort of dampen the ability for the virus to spread, hopefully, in communities, along with our mitigation efforts. And we can prevent new variants from emerging that way.
Well, is there anything else you think we should know about the evolution of COVID-19 while we're talking?
Well, I think it's important to just remember that this pandemic certainly was a surprise. But the idea of a virus, a novel virus emerging, has been a worry for a long time. And as a society, as a global society, we just unfortunately underfund sort of the surveillance of new pathogens in general. And it's something that hopefully this will allow us to advocate and support for more funding in that arena. This pandemic has also shown that there are a lot of inequities in society and that public health in general is underfunded. And I'm hoping we can learn a lesson there to just recognize that preparedness needs to be amplified for the next big threat. And we're not even over this one. So it's hard to look in the future, but we have to do that in addition to dealing with what we have before us.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Sethi.
Thank you, Erin. I appreciate it.